welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I want to invite you to come take a look at our live broadcast we're doing currently on otrwesterns.com. Look for it on the right-hand side. It's something fun to do, and we get about 15, 20 people listening at any given point. If you have any problems with it, let me know. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Let's get into today's episode. It's going to be The Lone Ranger, and I hope you enjoy.
Of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver, the Lone Ranger. And...
come on, Silver! There's trouble on the trail ahead! Well, Silver!
Homesteads dotted the vast stretches of the prairie and the mountain slopes, did the required work on their acreage. About 100 miles west of the Sagabo Trail, two men rode along one side of a homestead fence which ended at a high bluff.
This here's Josh Cranfield's homestead, isn't it, Bradley?
Yeah, I guess he's still proving up on it. Last time I was here, there was no fence.
Yeah, I guess he did that last year. He's been working down at the Circle Squares at Callahan for quite a spell lately.
Sure. Law says all a man has to do is spend 2 months out of each year on his homestead for the required years. He works 10 months at Circle Square, and he comes up here after roundup time for 2 months.
Well, a man's got to put in a certain amount of improvements, too.
Yeah. He uses the money he makes for that and to live on. I reckon he's just got one more stretch of 2 months to put in, and this homestead becomes his for life.
Not a bad spot, either.
You're not thinking of taking it, Silas.
Who, me? Never a chance, Bradley. I'm not interested in anything as small as a homestead. You think I'm loco?
Yeah, I didn't figure you'd be interested in 160 acres of nothing, Silas.
Sure. If I'm going to steal anything, I want to steal something big. It's heavy. We just come this way because it's short.
Yeah.
I got no more interest in Cranfield's homestead than a buzzard has in a wagon full of corn. As far as I'm concerned, this land can...
Hey, what's eating you, Silas? Your jaw's hanging open like a corral gate.
Bradley, look at the foot of that cliff.
Huh?
Come on, get up there.
Get up. Get up, boy. Yeah, what on thunderation?
Stop your gabbing.
Oh, boy. Get off your horse.
Here, take a look at this shale.
Yeah, what about it?
I reckon Josh Cranfield don't know much about silver, does he?
Silver?
Yeah, this is silver bearing ore. Why, this cliff is full of silver, Bradley. Chock full of it. Reckon it will be worthwhile to steal this homestead, huh?
Howdy there!
Well, looks like the Circle Square's got company.
Oh, boy. Oh. Oh.
Howdy, Mr. Squares.
Howdy, Squares. How's things?
They weren't bad till you two came along. What do you want here anyway, Pender?
That's no way to talk, Squires.
No? I reckon you two hombres would be in jail if there was enough proof for the town marshal to put you there.
Jack's, we've been in jail already.
Not enough. You ought to be there permanent.
I thought the Circle Square had a reputation for being right pleasant to anybody passing by.
Yeah, we have. Much as I dislike you two coyotes, I'm not going to spoil that reputation. Get off your horses and have some coffee and victuals.
Well, now, that's more like it. How about it, Bradley?
It suits me fine, Silas.
Coffee pot's right on the fire.
Keno.
Hey, Mr. Squires. I'm all set and ready to go. You got my pay gauge, Mr. Squires?
I sure have, Josh. unless you change your mind and stay around, you're the best cowhand I ever hired.
Oh, no can do, Mr. Squires. I got to put in my 2 months in my homestead.
Can't that wait a while?
No, sir. Drawn it pretty fine already. Only got 2 months and 10 days till my time's up.
Are you going straight up to your homestead, Cranfield?
No, mister. Heading for grassland first. Then back to the homestead. That's mighty nigh a 10-day trip by itself.
Yeah, you'll have to make sure you get to your 160 acres in time.
If I don't, I'll lose the whole shebang. After putting in 4 years already, I'm making doggone sure that don't happen to me now. Well, how about it, Mr. Spies?
Here's your pay cash, Josh.
Oh, Keno, thanks.
Hey, aren't you going to count it?
Count it? What for? I trust Mr. Squires. Adios, gents. Adios, Mr. Squires. You've been swell.
Adios, Josh. Good luck. Kiss the bride for me.
I'll do that. Get up, boy. Come on, get up.
Kiss the bride. Hey, I didn't know Josh Cranfield was hitched.
Well, he ain't yet. His bride is coming into Grasslands on the train day after tomorrow. He aims to get married in Grasslands, and then they head for the homestead.
Oh, day after tomorrow, huh? What's the girl's name?
A girl from Omaha. Her name's Sarah Gordon.
Sarah Gordon. Thanks for the coffee, Squires. Come on, Radley.
Hey, we ain't finished yet.
Sure we're finished. On your horse. Adios, Squires.
Adios.
They didn't even stop for food. Left the coffee untasted. There's something mighty strange about the way those zombies rode off all of a sudden. I wish somebody could figure it out for me.
Easy, Silver, easy. Hello. There's a campfire up ahead.
That looked like chuck wagon.
Must be the Circle Square chuck wagon. This is their range.
This place we look for?
Yes, Toto.
There are only one man at campfire.
Yes. The others must be out riding night herd on the cattle.
Aye.
Is this the Circle Square?
Howdy, gents. That's what it is. My name's Squires. What can I do for you?
You have a cowhand named Josh Cranfield?
Josh? Not anymore, mister. He packed his war bag, drew his pay, and ambled out around noon. Say, are you two gents looking for work? I need a couple of cowhands.
Sorry, Squires. No, we've just got a message for him. A woman named Sarah Gordon over near Omaha. She wanted to tell Cranfield she'd be on the train for Grasslands day after tomorrow.
Shucks, he knows that already.
We take plenty of time getting this way. Maybe let her come for us, huh?
I reckon so. Say, you sound like an Injun.
That's right.
I can't make out who you are. Step up a little closer so I can see your faces in the firelight.
No, better we...
All right, Toto. Come on, Silver.
That's better. I always like to know who I... Suffering Jehoshaphat. You're wearing a mask.
Take it easy, Squires.
Outlaws, that's what. Help!
That's better. Now, move your hands up slow, Squires.
Jehoshaphat. I never seen such a lightning draw in my life. Why, my hands weren't more than halfway to the gun butts when you had two guns out and pointing at me.
Josh Cranfield's bride trusts us. We can't very well be outlaws, can we?
Why, I reckon there's something to be said for that, mister. Still and all, I...
If you're worried about this mask...
Sure I am. And there was a couple of hombres rode by here this afternoon. A couple of awful mean skunks named Silas Pender and Lem Bradley. After seeing them, I just can't help staying suspicious.
Pender and Bradley?
You know them?
Todd and I have helped put them in jail before.
Helped put them in jail? This is getting too deep for me. Since when do a masked gent and an Injun help the law to put a...
Here. Perhaps this will explain it.
A bullet?
You take good look at bullet.
Well, I'll be... It's a silver bullet. And your horse's name's Silver. I heard you. Do you mean to say you're the...
That's right. Him, Lone Ranger.
No wonder you're wearing that mask. Glad to know you, mister. But say, I wish you'd do something about Pender and Bradley.
That's the second time you've mentioned them, Squires.
Well, they...
But they're not wanted for any crimes. They were released from the jail at Sagabo only a month ago.
Mister, those rattlesnakes are interested in Josh Cranfield.
Cranfield? Do they know him?
Oh, they got a speaking acquaintance.
But why? Cranfield hasn't any money.
But he's got his pay.
Oh, that's not enough. Those two go for bigger game.
Outside of that, all he's got is his homestead.
Homestead not worth a nothing.
Well, all right. Reason or no reason, I feel it in my bones. Why, they lit out soon as Josh left. They headed north. But before they got out of sight, they swung east towards Grasslands. And that's right where Josh was heading.
Keno, Squires, perhaps you're right. Todd and I'll head for Grasslands ourselves.
I knew you would, masked man.
How long ago did they leave?
Around noon.
Oh, that heap long time. Maybe something happened already.
Then there's no time to waste. Let's go, Toto.
Get him up to scout.
Come on, Silver!
that kerchief up close to your eyes, Bradley.
Jack Silas, he won't recognize us.
Well, there's a moon, isn't there? It's better to be safe. I don't hanker to go to jail again.
You certain Cranfield will come this way?
Well, it's the only trail to Grasslands, isn't it?
Yeah, but maybe he suspected
something. Don't be loco. There's nothing for him to suspect. He don't know there's silver on his homestead.
Silas.
That's him, Bradley. Come on.
No, you don't, mister. Drop those guns, Tonto, or drill you clean.
Who are you? What do you want? I got precious little money.
Shut your mouth and keep it shut.
Bring a rope on him.
Now, listen, gents, I'm in a hurry. I got to get to Grasslands. I got to meet a train at Grasslands.
You're not meeting any train. Get moving.
Miss Gordon?
Yes, I am. But I don't know you.
Well, I'm one of the cowhands from the Circle Square. Come into town for some chicken wire.
From the Circle Square? Oh, Josh sent you for me. He couldn't get in himself?
Well, not exactly, Miss Gordon.
I don't understand.
Well, it's hard for me to say, but Josh left the Circle Square.
Yes, I knew he would. Well, he was going to... We were going to get married. And...
Josh headed west, Miss Gordon. Left the Circle Square and headed west.
West? But Grasslands is east of the Circle Square.
Yes, ma'am.
Josh headed west. But he knew I was coming on this train. He knew we were going to get married. Are you trying to tell me Josh has changed his mind? I don't believe it. I won't believe it.
Mighty sorry, Miss Gordon. I reckon that's what he done.
Why didn't he write and tell me?
I'm mighty sorry. Maybe you'd like to come out to the ranch and rest up after your train ride anyways. Mr. and Mrs. Squires would be glad to.
Go out to the ranch where Josh worked? Oh, no, I couldn't. Thank you very much. But please leave me. I'll be all right.
But, Miss Gordon...
I'll be all right.
You know, miss, I'm sorry.
Oh, Josh. Josh, how could you?
Miss Gordon.
Tonto.
Cranfield, him not here?
No.
Who that fella talked to you?
I don't know his name. Tonto, Josh has left the Circle Square.
That's right. Him come here to train.
No, you don't understand. He went the other way, west. He doesn't want to marry me.
Well, that heaps strange. Tonto, not thinking...
I didn't think anything like that would happen either.
Miss Gordon, fella who talked to you, where he come from?
From the Circle Square.
Huh? Well, that not sound right to Tonto.
Oh, please. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Just leave me alone. I'm going back to Omaha on the next train.
No train till day after tomorrow.
Then I'll wait. I'll put up at a hotel. But I never want to see Josh again. Never.
Hi!
Something's wrong, Silver. Tonto's in a hurry.
Oh, Scott. Oh, fella. Oh. Kimasabi. Josh Cranfield. Not in Grasslands at all.
What? He was to meet Miss Gordon. Wasn't she there either?
She get off train, but no Cranfield.
Go on, there's something else, Tonto.
Girl, she think Cranfield not want to marry her. Fella who tell her that, say him from Circle Square. But him not have brand mark on horse.
No brand on his... Pender and Bradley.
What Bradley and Pender got to do with it, huh?
Stay in the saddle, Tonto. We're riding.
Huh?
Josh Cranfield meant to come to Grasslands. He meant to meet Miss Gordon. Something interfered. I think it was two rattlesnakes named Pender and Bradley...
On the trail, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Oh, Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto checked the old trail from the Circle Square to Grasslands once more. This time they were watching for signs of foul play. They'd covered half the distance before they found what they were looking for.
Hey, right, Tonto, here it is.
Bush got both of them.
Silver. Whoa.
Can't you see it?
Bushes off the trail or trampled down?
That right. Two horses.
Two men watching the trail. Watching it from a spot where they couldn't be noticed.
Hendren and Bradley?
Who else? This is a lonely trail. It isn't used very much. And here, you can see they rode out of the bushes hard. The hoofs left deep impressions. And here, when they reached the trail, they milled around.
Kemosabe, here marks another horse.
Yes, that one came up the trail, heading from the Circle Square.
Maybe that Cranfield, huh?
Now look, Tonto. Off on this side to the west of the trail. The three horses headed that way.
Oh, that looked bad.
Can't be sure it's Pender and Bradley, Tonto. We can't be certain the third one is Cranfield. We've nothing else to go on. We'll just have to take the chance.
Come on, Silver! Get him up!
What are you waiting for, Bradley? We got Cranfield tied up good and tight. He won't be able to get free for a couple of days. And that girl at Grasslands won't start inquiring around to ask where he is. We fixed that.
Yeah.
Come on, get on your horse and let's vamoose. Remember, we got to get to Sagabo so as to be ready to register on Cranfield's homestead.
Yeah, maybe we ought to set his horse loose, Pender.
Well, why bother? If he does get loose in 2 days, well, that'll still be too late for him to get to that homestead in time for his final 2 months of residence.
Yeah, but maybe we shouldn't take chances.
Oh, well. Well, Keno, Bradley, maybe you're right. Now, you go over there and cut his horse loose. Give it a good slap and send it hightailing into the hills.
It's halfway wild anyways. He'll never get a rope on that pony.
Yeah, just be doggone sure Cranfield doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, we've been careful so far, ain't we?
Yeah, and we'll keep right on being that way. I don't hanker to lose that silver on his homestead. Now, go ahead. I'll get our horses ready.
Be right back.
Who's that?
Howdy, Cranfield.
Who are you? Take this bandage off my eyes so I can see who you are.
That's what it's on for, so she can't see.
I tell you, I've got precious little money. I got to get to my homestead.
What good's a homestead? It ain't worth nothing. Yeah, steady horse.
Hey, it's about time one of you hombres gave my pony food and water.
Yeah?
2 days now. I don't mind you starving me, even though I can't savvy your reasons for tying me up like a steer for barbecuing. But it ain't human to torture a poor defenseless animal.
I'm not giving him food and water, Cranfield.
Huh?
I'm letting him forage for his own. Vamoose, you four-legged mule.
Hey, what in thunder? You cut his rope. Now I'll never get him back.
You wanted him to get food and drink, didn't you?
But he's the only horse I got. He'll turn wild. I'll never get a rope on him again. You yellow-backed tonnery.
That's for you, Cranfield. Adios, and personally, I hope the buzzard gets you.
I never saw your face, mister, but I won't forget your voice or what you did. I won't forget. And someday I'll get you if it's a...
Get up there! Come on, get up there!
Go on. They rode off and left me alone. Oh, I gotta get free. There's Sarah waiting for me in the homestead. I got to get free.
Trail lead this way into prairie all night and part of day. Where'd it go to?
Not heading toward any regular trail, that's certain.
Maybe they robbed Cranfield, huh?
No, if they meant to do that, they'd have done it at the Grasslands trail. I need to bring him way out here, Tonto.
That right.
Well, they must have some other reason.
Kemosabe, look at horse.
He's half wild, Tonto.
Put him where marks from saddle.
Tonto, look, there's a brand on his shoulder. There, you can see it now.
That's Circle Square, Brand.
Circle Square, Josh Cranfield's horse.
That right. What we do, Kemosabe? We get horse first or follow trail.
Never mind the horse, Tonto. Keep on the trail. Cranfield can't be far away.
Get him up, scum!
Come on, Silver!
Trail get plenty hard to follow now. Wind covered track.
Getting towards sundown. The shadows are longer. Keep your eyes wide open, Tonto. Wait.
Kemosabe, what's that?
I heard it too.
Help!
Tonto, over that way in the shadows. We can't see him, but it must be Cranfield. Faster, Silver.
Hi!
Tonto!
This way!
Oh,
this way!
There, Tonto, see him now.
Yes, near those Judas trees. Right up, Tonto. Here he is.
He's tied up.
Steady, Silver. Whoa!
Steady,
Silver. Easy, Cranfield. Let me get to those ropes.
I heard your horses. Didn't sound like wild horses. It was just steady gallop.
Here, water. You drink.
Oh, oh, that tastes good.
Hello. The ropes are off now.
Oh, thanks. Now, can you do likewise for this blindfold of my eyes? Well, I can't rightly thank you if you don't know what you look like. Hey, what? You're wearing a mask.
No, you not move.
You're the same two hombres who held me up on the grasslands trail and brought me out here. You're the same two... No, you can't be. Your voices are different.
We are different. Don't you know who they were, Josh?
No, I never caught a glimpse of them all the time. First, they wore kerchiefs over their faces, and then they slipped this blindfold over my eyes.
Them Pender and Bradley.
Who?
Pender and Bradley. Never hear of them?
No, I never have. Who are they?
Outlaws, Josh.
You don't have to tell me that.
Yes, but what puzzles me is what they're after.
It puzzles me, too. They never took a thing from me. Just tied me up and let my horse wander. Didn't even touch my pay cash.
Go ahead. You were going to say pay cash.
Still don't know who you are, mister.
I'm a friend.
It's mighty easy to say.
Why, true. We stop at Circle Square with messages to you from girl.
Girl? What girl?
You needn't be suspicious, Josh. From Miss Gordon.
Sarah?
Girl in Grasslands now. She think you not come there at all.
She thinks... Hey, what's that?
That's right. Some feller say you changed mind.
Why, that's a lie, and I can... Who's the ornery hop toad to spread a yarn like that? Show him to me, and I'll take him by the throat and turn him inside out.
Now, we're not sure, but we think it was Bradley or Pender.
Bradley or... Oh, I savvy. The two hombres who marooned me out here.
I wonder why.
Me too.
Does either one of them know Miss Gordon?
I can't guarantee it, but I'm sure they don't.
And what else could it be?
Search me, mister. All else I got is my pay cash and the homestead I ain't even proved up on.
Oh, the homestead, eh?
Oh, shucks, nothing but 160 acres and nothing. Nobody would want that but a young married couple that's looking to the future, maybe, and trying to get...
You'll not have much future pretty quick.
What do you mean, Injun?
Miss Gordon, she heap mad. She ready to take next train from Grassland.
What? The next train?
That's what she's saying.
Oh, thunderation, where's my horse? How am I going to get there in time?
You're not going to Grasslands, Josh.
I got
to
get... Huh? What's that?
I said you're not going to Grasslands.
Not going? Mister, I love Sarah.
Yes, and she loves you.
But that won't do much good if she's in Omaha and I'm out here. I tell you, I'm going.
Josh, I said you're not going. I think I know what those men were after. At least I can guess. Tonto will go to Grasslands. You're going with me.
Yeah, Bradley, we sure pulled a brainy move this time. In a couple of minutes, we'll be riding into George Cranfield's homestead and feasting our eyes on that silver we're going to have.
How long's it been since we left Cranfield tied up and blindfolded, Silas?
Oh, let's see. Oh, I reckon it must be all of 2 weeks. We headed for Sagabo, first of all.
Yeah, to file claim on that land.
Yeah. Then we had to wait a couple of days. It was past time for George to be on his homestead for the 2 months' legal residence. We did that just to be safe.
And you told the government land agent Josh had left the homestead, huh?
Yeah. And by not being there, he vacated title, savvy. That's how come the land agent gave us a new title.
Seems he'd check up on it first before taking our word for it.
Oh, he did, Bradley. The title he gave us stated that it was legal only if and providing he found out for certain that Cranfield wasn't on the homestead at the proper time.
How'd he find that out?
Well, he came out himself.
I mean, is that the homestead now?
Why, sure. He left Sagabo a couple of days before we did. Maybe he's still there.
You mean maybe we'll see him?
Oh, now, don't get wall-eyed, Bradley. There's nothing to fear. He comes out here, he finds the homestead empty, and our claim is perfect. Yeah, we sure whipsawed Cranfield out of a... Bradley, that sounds like somebody working on that silver.
Yeah, somebody using a hammer.
There he is, yonder. See his back?
Yeah, it don't look like the government agent.
No. No, it looks like... By thunder, come on. Get up there.
Get up over there.
Oh, there. Well, I'll be a wall-eyed pike. Josh Cranfield.
Well, you must be Pender. I recognize your voice.
What are you doing here?
It's my homestead, Bradley. I'm working this vein of silver. The land agent told me about it.
The land agent? You mean you was here when he arrived?
Yep.
Well, you couldn't be. We left you bound and without a horse. You couldn't have gotten here in time.
So happens I did.
No, you couldn't.
Wait a minute, Silas. Where's the land agent now, Cranfield?
Oh, he left yesterday. Heading back...
That's all I want to know. Means you're alone. Should have killed you before, but we'll make up for it now. We can't get that silver one way, we'll get it another. He's not wearing guns, Silas. Shoot him down.
Yeah. All right, Cranfield. Go,
Silver.
Thunder, my hand.
Your hand isn't hurt, Bradley. I shot the guns, not you.
Are you a masked man? Who are you?
I'm here to take you two men back to jail. trying to cheat Josh Cranfield out of his homestead.
Silas, this gent's a Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
How did I find Cranfield where you left him? I brought him here just as fast as Silver could travel.
So that's how he made it in time. That white stallion can beat the wind.
Silver got me here just in time. I put my 2 months in, and this homestead will be mine. But there's just one thing.
I'm herding these men to Sagabo, Josh, but don't you worry. Sarah will be here.
Hey, how'd you know it was Sarah I was wondering about?
She's all you mentioned the whole time. Tell Tonto to follow after me, Josh, will you?
But where is Tonto?
He went to Grasslands to get your bride. Look there, Josh, at the crest of the hill.
At the crest of... Sarah! It's Sarah and Tonto! Sarah! Sarah, this way!
Hey!
Oh, Josh, Tonto got to Grasslands just in time. I was all ready to go back to Omaha, but he told me what happened.
Sarah, honey.
Is the homestead safe?
Everything is safe, honey, everything.
There's a preacher coming along any minute. He couldn't keep up with us.
So that's why the masked man sent Tonto to Grasslands. Meanwhile, he came with me and got me here in time to keep our homestead. Oh, Tonto, I want to thank you for... Well, I'll be doggone. Tonto's gone. Where is he?
Tonto went right ahead to join the masked man, Josh. There they are.
Why, sure. Reckon I didn't have eyes or ears for anyone but you. Didn't even notice. Yeah, but look at him, honey. If it weren't for the Lone Ranger, I might have lost everything in the world.
Just Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.